This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to focus on the issue of extremism in this country and the threat from violent extremists, what they call DVEs, domestic violent extremists. We were warned about that. We covered it on the show yesterday by the Department of Homeland Security. There's a powerful column that we will get to. It's by Daniel Henninger. Thursday is always a day for an informative Henninger column. And he makes the point that, of course, everybody is right to be concerned about some of these extremists. And there are a number of extremists on the right who are getting arrested, over 200 of them involving the Capitol riot and much more. But what about extremism on the left? Does that get the same attention? Is it being taken as seriously? Shouldn't it be? Isn't it equally dangerous, equally anomalous to the American way of life? We will get to that issue in just moments. There's also a great deal of fear circulating around the country right now. And there's actually a comforting book about it, about the greatest fear that everybody has, which is the fear of death. And it's not just fear of your own death, of course. It's the fear of losing loved ones. We'll be speaking to Rabbi Steve Leder. He's done best-selling books before. He is the longtime rabbi for 30 years of what is probably the largest membership Jewish synagogue in the world right now, Wilshire Boulevard Temple in Los Angeles. But we'll be talking to Rabbi Leder about his book on facing death and how this greatest fear can also be the greatest comfort if it's looked on properly. And we'll be talking a little bit about an appointee by Joe Biden to a very high position in the Justice Department who's in a great deal of trouble. Seems to me very deserved trouble. What about other appointees by Biden and people who may be identified with, dare one say it, racism? Yes, and sometimes anti-white or anti-Semitic racism. I will be talking to Jonathan Tobin about that, who's done much of the research that exposed some of the problems with Kristen Clark, this appointee by President Biden. And of course, we'll also talk about a solution to the impeachment mess, and it is a mess. Well, maybe, just maybe. And it recycles an old idea that deserves more serious attention. There's an amazing thing going on right now, which is the increasing irrelevance of Congress. While the Senate and the House, to some extent, have both been completely preoccupied with a president who left office almost 10 days ago, 9 days ago to be precise. Okay, President Trump is going to continue to be a major figure in American life, but he is not the president of the United States. And Congress has been tied up in this whole question of censure, impeachment, nothing, validation, you name it. It's all Trump, 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 Trump. And meanwhile, Biden has signed at least 42 executive actions in 8 days. Now this shatters all records. And yes, it's true that Hamilton wrote in Federalist about the energy of the executive, but this is ridiculous because basically the president is supposed to propose ideas that he then works with Congress. The idea of a singular executive making all of these executive actions, some of them have dealt with jobs, four of them, 14 have dealt with COVID. I think there, obviously, the president must play a role, and he does seem to be trying to do that. There have been five about the census, ethics, regulations, five about immigration, to undo the transgender military ban, American-made products, 6 on equity and fair housing, 5 on climate change, on private prisons, on the Affordable Care Act, and most recently on abortion, dealing with the Mexico City policy. Jen Psaki, who is the White House press secretary, was asked, appropriately it seems to me, about whether this is just a flurry of activity at the beginning of his term or whether Joe Biden is going to try to continue relying on executive orders without any buy-in from the opposition party or from the Congress of the United States, other branches of government, whether he's going to continue operating in this way and what it means. This is her press briefing today, just moments ago. Listen.
Americans who are watching all of these executive orders, and does the White House think that this is the best way to make policy, considering an opposing president could come back in 4 years from now and erase all the work he's done with the stroke of a pen?
There's lots to unpack there, so let me try my best. First, the president put forward a large and bold COVID relief package, $1.9 trillion, that is meant to address the challenges the American people are facing and the dual crises that we are that the country is facing, from the pandemic to an economic recession as a result. That package has the support of the majority of Americans, according to every poll that we have seen publicly released. So I would say first that part of unifying the country is addressing the problems that the American people are facing and working to reach out to Democrats and Republicans to do exactly that. And that's exactly what he's doing. He is calling, he's had calls with Democratic and Republican members of Congress, many of them.
Okay, and basically what she's trying to say is, well, his executive orders so far have been popular, and then she doesn't even refer to an executive order. She refers to a package that she calls bold. Some would call it reckless, even foolhardy, a package of spending that cannot be implemented without congressional approval. There's no way, thank God, that a president of the United States, even a president who's still in, I guess, what passes for a honeymoon right now, certainly with the press, that's true, for a president who is a new president to go ahead and spend $1.9 trillion. Okay, that's $1,900 billion. Okay, we're talking about a phenomenal amounts of money. This is unprecedented. And no, the president can't decide that. And basically, the whole idea of unifying the nation, I think the nation is in fact unified against violent extremism. But it's against violent extremism, not just the violent extremism of the right. And this is a very, very real problem, because there are all kinds of stories right now of police and others striking out against right-wing extremists. And it seems to me that's a good thing. But if it's only right-wing extremists, that's a real problem. There's also evidence with an arrest after a very extensive investigation, an arrest for vote fraud. No, really. This is somebody, a Twitter troll, as he is described, who stole 4,900 votes. Now, again, given how close the margin was, okay, there's 4,900 votes stolen. Could that have, on its own, switched any state? Well, no, not really. But we're talking about vote fraud from 2016. And the fraud was not on behalf of Joe Biden. It was against Hillary Clinton. The guy's arrested. He's looking at $50,000 in bail money. We will get to that story because it seems to me remarkable, and much more. We'll also be speaking with Jonathan Tobin about the Biden appointments and the one that does seem to be in deep trouble, and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Entertain your brain every day on the Michael Medved Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress, toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans are going to hear the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
And of all of the executive orders that President Biden has issued so far, and he's gone so far with executive orders that even the New York Times, which has been, I would say, fairly kind to the new Biden administration, to say the least, certainly that they were kind to Biden's candidacy, They have an editorial with the lead headline, "Ease up on the executive actions, Joe." President Biden is right not to let his agenda be held hostage, but legislating through Congress is a better path. Well, of course it is. And one of the most dubious of all of his executive actions, it seems to me, has very peculiar timing. And this weekend is the March for Life, which is an annual event in Washington. It's one of the biggest demonstrations in Washington. It gets thousands and thousands of people. It is always peaceful. People always clean up after the March for Life. People are respectful. They are prayerful. President Trump became the first president ever to speak directly to the March for Life. Vice President Pence came twice before that. I don't think the Biden administration is likely to send a representative to the March for Life, especially since one of their most recent executive orders was pulling out of the Mexico City policy, canceling it. And perfect timing, right? The idea of the Mexico City policy, which was initiated under President Reagan, was that the United States would not give federal money, foreign aid money, to any groups that performed or supplied abortions. And it seems to me that even for people who are pro-choice, putting a limit of a government money on spending for abortion is entirely reasonable. If you want to bring the country together, if you want to go up the middle and have compromise and support on both sides, then things like the Mexico City policy make sense. Things like the Hyde Amendment make sense. Well, the Hyde Amendment does nothing to make abortions impossible. The Hyde Amendment just says government's not going to pay for it. Planned Parenthood is free to pay for it. And by the way, two-thirds of the money that goes to Planned Parenthood is private donations. You want to donate to Planned Parenthood? Go ahead. It's a free country. You can do that. And yes, you can do that fully knowing that Planned Parenthood is the nation's leading abortion provider. Okay. But U.S. Senator Ben Sasse, who is, I think, one of the most effective advocates for a pro-life stance anywhere, certainly in the U.S. Senate. He is an author of the Born Alive Abortion Survivor Protection Act. He issued the following statement concerning President Biden's decision to issue this executive order rescinding the Mexico City policy. "These pro-abortion executive orders from President Biden shock the conscience," Senator Sasse says. "Our government should not be funding abortions at home, let alone overseas. Unity is important at times like these. But waging a culture war is only going to deepen divides and hurt innocent victims. Human dignity matters. President Biden should rethink this move." Can I say amen? And that's certainly true. What's stunning about this is it makes no political sense. And Joe Biden has smart people around him. No, he genuinely does. I think Ron Klain, who's the White House chief of staff, smart guy. Susan Rice, who's chair of the domestic council, she would. Okay, what sense does this make? Who would have been disappointed if Joe Biden had not issued the orders rescinding the Mexico City policy? By the way, the Mexico City policy actually saves government money because it means you spend less. When you erase the Mexico City policy, it means now you're going to be spending more. So you're spending more money. You're appealing to no strident demands. You're offending anyone with pro-life sympathies at all. What the heck is the point? It's kind of ridiculous. There's also a story in the New York Post, which is concerning. We'll see if it's true. The Biden administration says the Post is assembling a bipartisan commission to consider expanding the U.S. Supreme Court, an idea that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer this week called the big one. Several leading lawyers and former Justice Department officials have been recruited for the panel, which is expected to have between 9 and 15 members, Politico said, citing sources familiar with the plan. At least one prospective appointee, a former American Constitution Society President Carolyn Fredrickson, has voiced support for potentially expanding Supreme Court. Now, that's court packing. And we had thought that we could relax about that because Joe Biden had indicated that he had no intention to push in that direction during the campaign. And Joe Manchin, the moderate senator from West Virginia, has said he would never vote for it. Now, that means they will not have enough Democratic votes to put it through, even if they attempt to do so. So, again, what is the point of this? And then Vox points out, Vox, again, not a conservative source, until a few weeks ago, Joe Biden was a staunch supporter of the Hyde Amendment. He had supported the Hyde Amendment for 30 years, literally 30 years. The amendment, first approved by Congress in the 1970s, prohibits the use of Medicaid dollars for abortion in almost all cases. It prohibits the use of federal money, not just Medicaid dollars, to pay for abortions except when the life of the mother is threatened. In the wake of immense criticism over his stance on that policy, Biden reversed himself in June in the midst of the campaign. He now opposes the Hyde Amendment, taking a position on abortion rights that is shared widely across the 2020 Democratic field. Biden suggests that he changed his position on the Hyde Amendment because of how much his health care proposal would expand Medicare and Medicaid coverage. If more people were covered by federally funded health care, as Biden described, the Hyde Amendment would effectively limit their access to abortion since federal money for such procedures is heavily restricted. Well, that's the point of the Hyde Amendment. It's and again, it doesn't limit their access to abortions. It just says the government and the taxpayer, which includes you and me, shouldn't pay for it. Look, there's a difference between governmental sponsorship of something and government prohibition of it. And this is extraordinarily disappointing and dispiriting at this point. We'll talk about some of the Biden appointees who may be in trouble coming up with Jonathan Tobin on The Michael Medved Show.
You're listening to The Mighty Michael Medved Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of investors on social media is getting rich by driving up the stock of GameStop. This has large hedge funds on edge. As far as the legality of things, entrepreneur Mark Cuban says,
yeah, but it's not really manipulation. It's absolutely no different than what has always happened, Becky. You know, it's just these folks are picking things where, you know, heavily shorted stocks. They'll go to low float stocks because they know they can flex and show off. you know, and let people see what's going on.
Cuban speaking on CNBC. FEMA is close to finalizing a request for the Pentagon to assign thousands of service members to support COVID-19 vaccination efforts. The agency will ask for the Defense Department to deploy as many as 10,000 military members at up to 100 sites across the country. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Michael Medved Show, yesterday I talked with you about a very controversial appointment that Joe Biden has made. It could be the first, and who knows, could be the only one of his major appointees that is in serious trouble, or certainly should be in serious trouble, winning Senate confirmation. Part of what I shared with you was a great column in the New York Post by Jonathan Tobin. Jonathan is the editor-in-chief of JNS.org. That's the Jewish News Syndicate. He is a senior contributor at Newsweek, where he's a columnist at the New York Post. We're fellow columnists at Newsweek, actually. And he's also a senior contributor at Federalist. Jonathan, has there been any response from the Biden camp at all about some of the issues you raised about Christian Clark, who was supposed to be the head of the Civil Rights Division in the new Department of Justice?
Oh, well, Michael, thanks for having me on. And the quick answer to your question is no. There has been no response from the Biden administration about any of this. Nor, I might add, has there been much coverage of it, or any coverage of it, outside of conservative media, which by that I refer to Fox News or the New York Post or the Federalist, places where I've written about it. There has been, they have given it what I guess you would call the Hunter Biden treatment, in that it has been deep-sixed, and the only coverage of her nomination to date, a couple of days ago, there was an article on ABC News, which was just a puff piece, didn't even mention the issues that I have raised, let alone.
Okay, have you ever, what I was wondering about reading this, and just so that people know, she is a very brilliant lawyer, very accomplished, Kristen Clark, but she has a history of racist comments going back to her college and law school days. And more recently, defenses of pro-Farrakhan, pro-Holocaust denial, open anti-Semites. And what I was going to ask you is, have you spoken to Senator Schumer or contacted Senator Schumer? He, of course, styles himself as a Brooklyn boy, as being a big defender of Israel and of the Jewish people. He's somebody who actually even voted against Obama on the Iran nuclear deal. And I would imagine that Schumer would have a tough time with this appointment, wouldn't you think?
Well, the answer is no. I've gotten no comment from his office, nor has anybody else heard anything about it. Obviously, Senator Schumer, as the new majority leader, has other things on his mind. But as he's also shown in the past, Schumer is above all a politician. Kristen Clark is very well connected in Democratic politics and the Democratic Party, the Black Lives Matter movement. She's somebody with a glittering resume in terms of her, you know, she's worked in the Department of Justice, New York Attorney General's office, head of a leading left-wing legal group. Democrats have every reason to support her. But the reason why this nomination is controversial is not just because she's a liberal or even a leftist, which I think is a fair way to characterize her. It's about who she is and her background. Now, this does date in part back to things that she did while she was in college, and I'm perfectly willing to say maybe we shouldn't care about things that happen in anybody's college life. There are two problems with that. First, Republican nominees have not been extended that courtesy. Brett Kavanaugh, do I need to say more? Judge Naomi Rowe, who sits on the second highest court in the country, was roasted for an op-ed, perfectly reasonable op-ed she wrote while she was an undergrad at Yale. But let's understand what I'm talking about with Kristen Clark. While head of the Black Students Association at Harvard, she wrote a piece in the Harvard Crimson basically advocating that blacks are superior to white, racially superior, that the amount of melanin in your body determines your cognitive abilities. This is nuts. This is, you know, racist claptrap. A month after she did that, she invited a leading anti-Semite, Tony Clark, Wellesley professor, author of just anti-Semitic screeds, to come to Harvard where he spoke. She answered critics of that by saying that he was a leading black intellectual whose work is based on fact. And by work, I mean, you know, that his anti-Semitic libel. Okay, so that happened.
Right, and his anti-Semitic libel basically saying that the death of 6 million people during the war is a fraud. It never actually occurred.
Yes, he was also a Holocaust denier. So we could say, okay, what does that matter? Well, she claims that her racist screed was satire. You can read it yourself on the Harvard Crimson website. It doesn't read like satire at all. It's very straightforward. She has said that her invitation to Clark was a mistake, doesn't really apologize for it. But what matters about this is, okay, let's also just say that if a Republican president, not just Trump, say Bush, say anybody, had nominated a person who advocated for white supremacy, white racial supremacy, and invited a Holocaust denier to college while he was at college, while he or she were at college, that would be the end of the story. That nominee, that president would be crucified in the mainstream press. The nomination would be over. But let's say we're giving her a pass for what she did when she was 20, 22 years old. Since then, she, two and a half years ago, she signed a letter defending Tamika Mallory, who was then president of the Women's March protest movement, who had been called out for actions of anti-Semitism, discriminating against Jewish members, and for support of Louis Farrakhan, one of the nation's leading hate mongers, a racist anti-Semite. And when she was asked why she did that, she said it was more important to defend a fellow woman of color than to stand up against an anti-Semite.
Now, okay, and this is right now. This is not back in college in the days
when college.
Correct.
Right. This is the person that's going to be in charge of civil rights for the whole country.
Well, that's exactly the point that I was going to emphasize, is the Civil Rights Division is one of the largest and most important divisions in the Justice Department. And to put someone in charge of the Civil Rights Division who has not yet been called upon really to explain that she wrote that blacks have greater mental, physical, and spiritual abilities of whites because of the melanin in their skin. this is a twist Dr. King beyond recognition to suggest that the color of your skin determines the content of your character, which is nonsense. Jonathan, we've posted your piece up at michaelmedved.com. Do you know when she is due to face Senate confirmation, when they've scheduled this? Because this should be a fight that sanity can win.
Well, it ought to be. I should say it has not yet been firmly scheduled. Obviously, the Senate is going to be preoccupied these next few weeks with the impeachment of the former president. But it will be up within a month or two. Now, let me just add, I would say normally any president is entitled to the people that they want to put in major posts. Conservatives have no reason to oppose a liberal just because they're liberal when they've been appointed by a Democratic president. But this is something different. This is putting a person with a history of racism and whose other policies, while she's been practicing her glittering legal career, have involved defense of Black Panther thugs who intimidated voters in Philadelphia on racial grounds, defense of a Mississippi black political boss, defending him on racial grounds, opposing Asian students' efforts to get a fair trial in terms of getting admission to leading schools. She's somebody whose racism, whose racial thinking, racialism, just covers her entire career.
It's a very, very important issue. Jonathan Tobin, your piece is easily available at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show, if you feel like you could benefit from a little bit of a dose of traditional patriotism, and traditional patriotism very much involves the idea that America has a higher purpose in the world than just being prosperous, though that's part of the purpose. I mean, America has a purpose to uplift all of humanity. And God's Hand on America, my book, tries to explain the way that leaders in this country, from the nation's very beginning, have focused on that idea and those ideals. And for a very greatly reduced price, you can get a signed first edition, personally autographed copy of God's Hand on America, together with an audiobook. The complete unabridged audiobook, which is a substantial commitment. It's me reading it with great passion and fervor, which I feel about this subject. And you get that on either an MP3 player or a flash drive. Now, this is all available at a sale price at Medved History Store. It's a great gift. Can't think of a better gift. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for the special package of both the audiobook and the signed hardcover copy of God's Hand on America. Okay, one of the things that America is on edge about, and this is, by the way, it's something the Department of Homeland Security did yesterday, and I think they're right, which is that they're warning about extremists of every variety on the left and the right being encouraged by what happened at the nation's capital, partially because it showed at our very center of government we were so vulnerable. And again, there have been all kinds of investigations of why that was and what happened, and I think that's appropriate. But people are afraid, and I think they're right to be, of violent, militant terrorist organizations on the left, on the right, and wherever they come from. Because the key lesson, it seems to me, that Americans must take to heart is people need to be judged and where appropriate, punished, not based upon why they committed some offense, but based upon what they did. And there's this disturbing headline to me, and it shows some of the wreckage in a photograph. It's in the a headline in the Seattle Times for an Associated Press story. Police find no bias, terror motive in road rampage. Okay, so nothing I have to worry about. You do have to worry about it. It's the kind of thing that threatens everybody. And here is the story. Investigators have found no evidence that terrorism, politics, or any bias motivated the rampage of a 64-year-old Oregon man who, witnesses said, repeatedly drove onto people along streets and sidewalks in Portland, killing a 77-year-old woman and injuring 9 other people, police said. Some of those people are injured. It's very seriously injured. He was driving a Honda Element. The amazing thing, when you go back and you read the Oregon stories, this guy actually made a U-turn after he first hit the woman who died, and then made a U-turn to run over her again. Now, he didn't know her. He didn't apparently know anybody. And he injured at least 10 people over a span of 15 blocks. This is extraordinary, and it's horrible. But there's an important lesson here. A motorist accused of hitting pedestrians, bicyclists, and killing a 77-year-old woman has pleaded not guilty to murder and has given detectives bizarre explanations about the incident. How do you explain an incident like this? Paul Rivas, 64, through a court-appointed lawyer, also pleaded not guilty to 6 counts of second-degree assault, 6 counts of failure to perform the duties of a driver after causing injuries, and 1 count of failure to perform the duties of a driver resulting in a death. All are felonies. In court, Rivas asked, why are news cameras and photographers present? Because you just murdered a woman and injured a bunch of other people in a quiet residential street. Prosecutor Sean Huey wrote in a probable cause affidavit that Rivas initially told investigators his Honda Element was having brake problems and that he was searching for an auto repair shop. That's why you run over all those people? He also suggested that people's injuries could have been inflicted by another similar-looking vehicle, but not his. Rivas admitted at one point to striking a bicyclist, but characterized the collision as an emergency maneuver made to avoid a more serious crash with an on-rushing other car. Investigators have said they found no evidence that terrorism, politics, or any bias motivated him. Okay, what motivated him? He's accused of striking Jean Gerrich of Portland, then making a U-turn, hitting her again, and dragging her along the pavement. She died of blunt force trauma at a hospital Monday night. The mother and grandmother had beaten cancer 5 years ago and was excited to be out after receiving her first COVID-19 vaccination last week. Numerous witnesses told police that Rivas appeared to be deliberately trying to strike vehicles, bicyclists, and pedestrians over a span of 15 blocks in the afternoon by swerving toward them on the road and on sidewalks. He sped away after hitting people on residential streets without making any attempt to stop or help them. Okay, what's striking about this is that if he had gotten out of his truck and he had yelled out, Allahu Akbar, or if he had gotten out of his truck and yelled some slogan like the election was stolen, or he had yelled out, Black Lives Matter, and the guy, by the way, is white. If he had done any of that, it would have been news all over the place. You would have heard lots and lots about this. Oh, terrorist incident. But see, this is a different kind of terror because this is somebody who is obviously insane and should not have been allowed to come near a deadly weapon, which a car was in his hands. Police said Rivas' actions show he definitely intended to hit and injure people, Detectives did not find bias indicators, nor do they believe this is politically motivated. But the Oregonian reported that Rivas had a history of driving dangerously, citing court records that show he got his license reinstated in 2014 after having been convicted three times for failing to obey traffic signals in 2007, 2011, 2013. The driver hit pedestrian after pedestrian while speeding down residential streets at 60 miles an hour, police spokesperson Derek Cameron said. Okay. The point about this is we have a real problem in this country. And the problem is not taking mental illness seriously enough. His comments in court, the claim that he was looking for a brake repair shop, the comment that he was doing an emergency maneuver to avoid oncoming traffic, this is someone with psychiatric problems. And my guess is that as they investigate him further, you'll find more psychiatric problems. And look, it's a terrible, terrible irony in this country. And it's an enormous tragedy. Because right now, we have better ways of treating the severely mentally ill. But very often the people who are most mentally ill, and you see this in most of the school shootings, in most of the mass shootings, they very rarely do people announce, in fact almost never, some kind of political motivation or bias motivation. It was true in that shooting in El Paso. That was a racist, biased incident against Mexican Americans. But generally, it's just crazy, awful people who clearly in today's world, we have more ability to help people with psychiatric problems than we've ever had before. And the fact that we don't do it leads to more incidents like this. Coming up, we're going to talk about dealing with tragedy. One of the things that is fascinating about a new book that's called The Beauty of What Remains is that it talks not only about coping with tragic death of people you love, but facing your own death and how that can actually improve the quality of your life. That and more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Are you curious about from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.